Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Hello, everyone. This is Mike Austin, another spectacular edition of Casual Saints, if I might say so myself. I love talking to the most unusual people I can find, especially about transcendent consciousness and applied consciousness. And today's guest is exactly that kind of person, although she has a very unusual background, which I'll read to you about just a moment. Her name is Deborah Bringelson. And my sweetheart Lila found her, because Lila reads and listens to NDEs all the time. And guess what Deborah had? Now, Deborah, I don't think, planned what she experienced early this year, but I'll read first about her business background, but you want to stick around for the rest of it because she's got amazing stories, which I think everybody needs to hear. So she is an international profit-producing empowerment expert, growing companies to more than 3,500% in 12 months. She delivers verified results, working with overworked CEOs in 17 countries to help them create massive success in business and life. And for me, life is the operative word there, because she unlocks people's potentials. Combining her no BS style with 30-plus years of experience in business wins and her deep knowledge of quantum metaphysics. Get that. Deborah's proven formula deletes stress and struggle while igniting sales and revenue. And it even turned Richard Branson from a hard no, no way, to closing a deal worth more than $300 million in annual revenue. Now, she is a very, I'd say, fearless person, but she didn't come by it easily. You know, who does, okay? He is best known for her creativity, the ingenuity, tenacity, and leadership in attracting and negotiating the deal between Virgin America's Richard Branson and Arnold Schwarzenegger, okay, for which she received Silicon Valley's Steel of the Year Award for the deal that should never have happened. So welcome, Deborah. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you for inviting me.
We're going to have some fun. This is going to be great. Okay, so I'm going to go right to my favorite questions. What's new and exciting for you these days?
Well, I don't know if you've been admiring my new necklace that I'm wearing here, but completely unexpected and out of the ordinary for me, I did die and came back, and in the process, though, I broke my neck, and so life has changed quite a bit in the last, this happened just a month ago, so life has changed quite a bit in the last month.
It was less time than I thought. I thought it was like 2 months, a month.
Yeah.
She looks great, people. Okay. She's all there. She's more than all there. She's everywhere and nowhere at the same time. You'll find out. Okay. So you died. How do you know you died, Deborah?
Well, my doctors tell me that I did. I did it on my own the first time, and then I did it with them in the room, and they brought me back, and they said, "You know you died, right?" And I said, "Okay." My heart stopped, quit beating, and that's how I know, because they tell me. And while my lights were out, it was an interesting experience, very different than, you know, being here on the planet. So I had kind of a clue.
Yeah. I want to hear, and I'm sure the audience would love to hear, what that was like for you. And I'm also curious, do you know how long the doctor said you were, quote, dead, unquote?
No, I don't really know. I mean, obviously, I know it wasn't hours because I wouldn't have come back after that. So, but I don't know. When the last time it happened, they immediately, you know, jumped into CPR and bringing me back. So I think that was probably the shortest time that I was gone, because they immediately, you know, started all kinds of, they were a little bit flustered because I had a DNR. And
really? I didn't know that.
I had a DNR. So my first death experience, the number one thing I will say is there is nothing to fear. There is nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear being on the planet walking around, and there's nothing to fear when you're not. So I had a DNR. I was very committed to it. I had a whole team of doctors, just about everyone who came in to argue with me about it. One who even tried to bully me into changing it, but I was very committed to it. I have a very, very well thought out philosophy about death. It's not something that, you know, I just came up with because of this experience. I thought about it. And when I was there in the hospital and they revived me, I think they were a little bit concerned because the person who jumped in and started the CPR didn't see the little bracelet on my arm that said DNR. and you know, I'm pretty casual about these kinds of things. I'm committed to the DNR. At the same time, she made a mistake. She didn't see it. She was doing what she was trained to do and whatever. So, it was fine. But I do, in answer to your question, I do think that was probably fairly quick because they immediately jumped in to get me back.
So you're not the first person I've heard about that's had an NDE. Yours is very unusual for a variety of reasons. One is you're really smart. Okay. And you're really credible and your background is just astounding in business. People you've worked with. And the other is your memory is really good. Now, it doesn't mean you remember everything.
Yeah.
And my sweetheart, Lila, has studied NDEs for a long time. She knows a lot more about them than I do, which is really curious. I know a lot about other stuff that she didn't. And there tend to be similar experiences and characteristics of each of them. And everybody's experience is different. One that comes to mind is Eben Alexander, who is just such a beatific sort. Now, I sat with him in 2013 at his table. Just beatific, just no thing, smiling. And other people come to mind. But yours is different for me because I've never encountered anybody in business who's had the experience he had. Now, he was and is an academically trained neuroscientist, brain surgeon, for God's sake. He was in a coma for a week, okay? And they thought he was going to die, but he didn't. So I could talk for days and eventually probably will about your kind of experiences because they enthrall me. Not that I want to have it happen for me. Not what I mean. Because you have access to information that the rest of us have chosen to be amnesiacs about. Mm-hmm. Okay. Plato's got this word. Now, I don't read Plato, but I like this definition called anamnesis. Remembering who you were before you were born. Whoa. That's amazing to me. So you're fond of saying, I've seen you fond of saying, that nothing matters except love. Is that a correct statement of what I've heard you say?
Yes. When this happened to me, I don't know where I was. I was in a void. I didn't see beings, but I was being taught, and I feel like I was being taught not just for me, because some of the things that I was getting applied to me, but not all of it did. But the first thing that I can remember is just a long list of statements. What you have in your bank account isn't important. What people think of you is not important. What you look like is not important. What you weigh is not important. Nothing is important. And it was a long list. It just seemed like it went on forever. And then at the end, it was the only thing that matters is love. The energy and frequency of love. So we are taught in our society to worry about everything. Worry about how much money we have or who likes us or who doesn't and if we're good or if we're bad or whatever. And that creates a frequency within our energetic field And when we're worried about those things, we send out the worry to the world. And it's like little filaments of energy going out and attracting things, pulling, drawing them in, things to worry about or to be afraid of. And when you can shift that, when you get to the point where you say, I don't know what you think of me, for example, and I don't care. And when you shift that to love, you change the frequency that you're emitting. And this is really important because the frequency you emit is directly related to what you get back in your life. So if you're emitting a frequency of fear, you get more things to be afraid of. If you're emitting a frequency of love, you get more things to love. And so, yeah, that was a long answer to your question. But yes, you've heard me say that.
No, a long answer is just fine by me. You've been there, I have not. And the reason why I trust and admire you is because of what you experienced. And your decades-long big deal experiences in business, and now you're different, and you know it. It's like, okay. And some of those remarks I resemble. Yeah, sometimes I've lived in fear. At the same time, I know to my core some of the best things happen for me because I let go of control. Just let go of control. And those include meeting some very astounding people and working with them. And I had to play. And when I play, everything changes. Everything changes. It's astounding. And I let myself, quote, be taken care of in that way, unquote, because everything's going to be fine. I just think it wasn't, right? Mm-hmm. But we're taught in this, in the West, to be so intellectual, okay? And that was my experience going to a Western university. Although I started out in the sciences, I ended up in religious studies. Because I found out, I surmised that people didn't care about science, they cared about values. What were their values? Well, at that point in my life, that was the best way to look at values. And it's very, very helpful. And it was a long time ago now. So in my case, I started studying unusual phenomena early on because I had unusual phenomena happening for me. What happened? I couldn't talk about it with anybody. Literally couldn't talk about it. How do I tell somebody that I can see them coming in a dream? What do I say about that? Okay. What would I do about, I didn't know it for 19 years. I saw my son and his mom in a dream 19 years before I ever met her. How do I explain that? Well, the West can't explain that. You have to go to guess what metaphysics, which what you are a gifted teacher with. Doesn't mean you know everything, but you're a gifted teacher with that. Now, I've been listening to your materials. They're wonderful. Your 21-day reset is just amazing for me. And it's unthawing me. And I can be a pretty frosty, had been a pretty frosty character sometimes. Unthawing me meaning, Mike, relax, feel the emotion in your body, what's going on, what's the memory that comes up, what do you see, what do you smell, what do you touch, what do you taste. So, did you have any inkling that this sort of thing would ever happen to you? Or were you just going on your merry way and being you and didn't know?
I had no clue that this would happen. None whatsoever. It just all of a sudden one day did.
So you seem to me to be like you're well prepared for what happened. Because if you would have been a bank president going to a Christian church every Sunday, your answers might have been different. But you seemed to.
That's probably not something I would ever be.
Yeah. But you have the kind of background like that. That you're not a bank, you know, not a banker, but you have very strong background in business. So my next question is, and I don't know if you've got an answer for it, maybe you don't. When did you know what you'd be doing? What age were you? And has it changed since you noticed that?
So I was 5 years old when I decided I wanted to go into politics.
Really?
Yeah, I was very committed to that. And I started down that path. My first career was in politics, and I worked for Congress for a while. I worked for the California Senate for a while. And I was working for the Senate, and I got a call from someone who said, hey, I'm the chairman of the board of this company, and it's failing. And the board of directors, would like you to come and see if you could turn it around. And I said, well, I'm a politician. I know nothing about business. And I ended up meeting with him, and he said, you know what? We see what you do in the world, and we think you can do this. And I was chief of staff, and I was really ready to move on to something else. And so I said, okay, I'll give it a try. And this company, it had their top revenue had been $1 million and they had sunk to $56,000. And they were literally on my first day, they got into an argument. Let's just call it over. Let's turn off the light and call it over. And half of them said, well, we've already hired her, so let's see what she can do. And when I finished with them, they had grown from $56,000 to $13 million.
So as a lovely acquaintance of mine would say, you've got the goods. You know what to do.
Well, but truly, it doesn't really come from me. I mean, I'm 100% self-taught. I mean, yes, I've worked with some of the most brilliant people on the planet. I have the great fortune of working with Bob Noyce, who invented the integrated circuit, you know, founded Intel. I worked with David Packard, who obviously was the co-founder of Hewlett Packard, where I've worked with Richard Branson. So I've had the opportunity to work with some really brilliant people, but I don't have any formal training. But I, when I walk into a company, I see things. I see things that aren't working. I see things that need to be fixed. And so,
how oldish were you when that you got that first call?
I was in my probably 26, 27, something like that.
That's pretty young, Deborah.
Yeah, yeah. And so from there, the phone just kind of started ringing, and I got a call from Gavin Newsom, who's now the governor of California, asking me if I would negotiate the deal. Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger wasn't governor at the time yet. California had no governor at the time, but if I would do the deal with Richard Branson. And in typical Deborah fashion, I had no clue what I was doing. And I said, sure, why not?
Well, that reminds me of me. I go, I can do this. Let's try it.
Yeah, why not? You know, sure. And it was an incredible ride. You know, it was one of the hardest things I've ever done, but it was an incredible ride.
So I read, I think, that the reason you felt succeeded, one of the reasons you felt succeeded, is you mimicked their culture. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's just astounding. Wait, who would have thought of that? It's like, okay, let's act like them.
Well, yeah, and you know, we were, so he was coming from New York and the UK. His office at the time was in New York, and you know, he's very edgy. He's very cool, very edgy. And I will tell you, I'm cooler now and edgier now than I was then. Well, I wouldn't say I'm very cool or edgy yet, but, and I said, okay, we need to make him feel like he's going to fit in. And so, when he came to visit, he came like it's toward the end. And what I didn't know at the time, I didn't know until it was over because I became friends with some of his people. And when the deal was done, they said to me, Deborah, we never intended to come to California. The only reason California was being discussed was because we wanted more leverage with the places we actually did want to go. So he was a hard no. No way am I going to California. And so some of the things that we did, one is when he came to visit, their color was red. And so I said, let's do some things that are really cool and edgy. And he really wanted the creative arts in his business. You know, like, so if you showed up and it was your birthday, he didn't want somebody to say, oh, well, hi, Mr. Austin, happy birthday. he wanted them to be trained to burst into song and sing happy birthday or perform in some way, right? So we did performance art. When he got off the plane and we're on those people movers, you know, those little movable walkways.
Yeah.
Coming towards us is this woman in this old-fashioned Victorian dress, massive dress with a huge hat, just casually coming toward on the people mover in the opposite direction. We had a group of kids walk by one day, five kids, red T-shirts, red shorts, bouncing red balls in unison. So everywhere they went, they were like, what? What is that? And we had, when they arrived at the hotel, we had this beautiful drag queen who was on our team, who was sitting outside in this beautiful red dress, painting her nails red. We just had all this kind of really edgy stuff so that they would know, okay, we're home. This is where our people are.
That I would normally say makes you a genius for the heart. And I, in my sort of own developed experiences, I don't know if a guy would have thought of that, because guys don't always pay attention to their emotions, okay?
Yeah.
But yeah. You know, it wasn't a slam dunk, but you just did a spectacular job with that.
Yeah. We also created a video of, you know, Richard Branson before this had worn a wedding dress for some one of his stunts. We created a video with Arnold Schwarzenegger as the groom, Branson as the bride, and Arnold carrying Branson down the aisle. So we wanted him to know, hey, we're your peeps.
That's very funny. Since I've done singing telegrams in costume, I resonate with that, because you get to do anything you want, pretty much. Yep. It's like, yep. That's very cool. The follow-on question to this is, I don't necessarily need an answer, but I wonder what you're going to do now, because you've come out about this. Like, I think it's a great thing you've come out, okay, about your NDE. Okay, I think it's fabulous. Number one, it gives me a lot of courage, because I do weird stuff all the time, and I haven't talked about it for a long time, but... You know, I'm starting to on this show. Do you have any idea where you're going to go with your business practices?
To be honest, I don't. You're very right. When this happened, I was pretty certain that I wasn't going to talk about it to anyone.
That is the astounding Deborah Bringleson. I'm Mike Austin, your host of Casual Saints. Please stay with us for after the break and hear the rest of this spectacularly unfolding story. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
This is Mike Austin. This is my show, Casual Saints. Now I'll return to my conversation with the astounding Deborah Bringleson and see what amazing things will come out of her mouth next. Thank you.
I felt like it was a private experience, and I didn't want to feel like people to feel like I was trying to capitalize on it. And then I was talking to a woman who said, Deborah, you have to share this experience because you'll help a lot of people. And I thought, okay, I'll see. And I spoke to a gentleman who hosts a podcast on NDEs, and the response that I got was pretty overwhelming. People just writing to say thank you. So
is that Jess' podcast?
Yes.
I don't know him, but that's how I found you. Lila said, you got to see this. I went, what? Who's she?
Yeah. And I've gotten so many people, you know, who've reached out, who've emailed me or reached out on social media and just, you know, said thank you or can you help me? Or and I've talked to a lot of them. And I don't know where I'm going. Like, does this fit into my business or not? But I really feel compelled to share with people, one, there's nothing to fear. I promise you, there is nothing to fear. And I mean, as you're walking around on the planet, all of those fears that follow you, you've been taught them. And I want to help you unlearn them because there's nothing to fear. And when you get ready to move off of the planet, there's nothing to fear there either. I felt such overwhelming peace. I felt no fear at all, none whatsoever. I came back primarily because I wasn't ready to leave my daughter. She's an adult. She doesn't need me. But I wasn't ready to leave my daughter. But if it were not for her, I probably would not have come back.
I love that you're in a state of conscious dynamic flux because it's absolutely vital to the planet right now. And I spent a long time studying transcendent consciousness, a long time, because of my own experiences, precognition, clairvoyance, yada, yada, things like that. I know some very unusual people like you do, but in different fields. And there are two examples of what's going on at the planet right now come to mind. There's this guy that we met at a lunch place, a breakfast place in Lake Elsinore. Big guy, older guy, 70s. He would have been a beast when he's young. And he's dressed in a sports jacket and sports pants. He's writing on a tablet. Nobody does that these days. He's by himself. So we start talking to him. And he's very smart. He's got kids. He had a house in that area. And we eventually took him, he took us to dinner actually, in SoCal, Southern California. And he is, he was raised as an orphan by Hawaiian royalty. The names I don't remember right now. Maybe King David was one of the names. Okay. Literally dropped on their doorstep. Taught lots of martial arts. He decided to be, I think an Army Ranger. Then decided to be a Navy SEAL. Then he decided to be an Episcopalian priest, for God's sake. A priest. Wait, what? And he is really smart. And he's sweet. And we sat and talked with him that night at dinner. I asked him, what's going on in the planet? He goes, spiritual crisis. I went, thank you. So when I was a youngin', I didn't know that. But now I can see it. Now, another acquaintance of mine, Robert Moss, was a very good dreams teacher. The guy's gifted in many ways, says in the first section of his recent book, Growing Grand Dreams, Big Dreams, that we have a crisis of imagination. We get stuck listening to other people's stuff. Now, in your words, those might be couched as lies. Now, you said in your materials, we were lied to, and we just bought that. Okay?
Yes.
And it took me a couple of days to accept that because I went, well, the people that didn't know they were lying to me, how can I call that a lie? But they did. They were lying to themselves. They lied to me. So that skews our entire perception of reality. Everything. What we accept politically, what we accept economically, everything.
Correct.
And some people are waking up to that. Some aren't. But that's one of the reasons I think your mission, if you so choose, Mrs. Phelps, is to offer people stuff they hadn't seen before. Because that's what's really needed. We don't need AI. Forgive me, but fuck AI. Because why?
Yeah.
Okay, it's going to turn into a god for some people. I had a guy, I talked to him, he's on stage, smarter guy than I intellectually. What's his name? His name doesn't matter. He's presenting at a big deal group called Consciousness Hacking. And the founder of the group and I are acquaintances, and he knows the guy. And he's talking about, hey, he wants to create God consciousness in an AI. I went, you can't do that. Not going to happen. For a lot of reasons. When I talked to him, he didn't understand it wasn't possible. He just wanted to do it. Well, I'm not going to stop it. It's not my business. You said to one of my comments to somebody who I didn't like one time online, their attitudes are not yours to pick up. I went, oh, so that's a really important thing. So how do you play these days?
Well, look at it this way. So when I say their attitudes are not yours to pick up, there's so much going on in the world, so much noise in the world, so much, excuse my language, bullshit that is so unimportant. Remember, nothing is important. And so people are bickering about this and people are bickering about that and whatever, and it's not important. So let them bicker, let them get wound up, and let them have that experience. You don't need to do that. I know you've seen my video on your point of power.
Yes.
The four components of your point of power. And when there's all of this going on out there and you pick it up, you take your point of power, which you want pointed at what you want, you take it and you get it pointed in all kinds of crazy directions. There are, for people who haven't heard this, just really quickly, there are four components to your point of power. There are four. Everybody always says, oh, just change your mindset, or oh, just change your thoughts. And that makes me crazy, because your thoughts or what's going on in your mind, that's only one element of the four components. So it's kind of like driving around with one tire on your car. You're not going to get anywhere. Right? And so let's say somebody says something on social media or to you personally that you don't like, and you decide to pick it up. So then you start thinking about it. And then your emotions that go with your thoughts in your head, they start looping about it. Well, that guy's an idiot or whatever. And then it hooks into your core beliefs, whatever those are. We all have core beliefs, most of which, not all, but most of which were formed before we were 8 years old.
That is Deborah Bringelson. I'm Mike Austin, your host of this program, Casual Sense. And as you can tell, she's very different, and this is an amazing conversation with her. So please do join us right after the break. Thank you very much.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Shh, over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net Radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality Auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
This is Mike Austin. This is my Casual Sense show. Now back to our great conversation with the amazing Deborah Bringelson, a gifted businesswoman and near-death experiencer, and she's a mother. Thank you.
From 0 to 7, we do not have the ability as humans to discern truth from reality, falsehood from reality, from truth. And so if we see something on the TV about how dangerous it is in the world, or if one of our family members talks about something that's dangerous, we pick that up and we own it as though it's truth, even though it's a lie. And that affects the feelings that we have in our body. And those feelings are fuel on the fire to what you want to create. So you've got those four components of your point of power. They're all going in different directions. And you say, well, why can't I have the money or the house or the love that I want? Because I say that in my head all the time. I want it. Well, it's because only one tire is pointed in that direction. You don't have the other three tires. So don't pick up other people's fears, doubts, and resistances. That was one of the messages that I got when I was gone.
Really?
Is when we stop striving and we let go of fear, doubt, and resistance, the life we want naturally flows to us. It's like we're in a river and we've got all these big logs and we call them fear, doubt, resistance, and we're banging against them and we're whacking our heads, or we're trying to hold on to them. Oh gosh, you know, I've got to hang on to that fear because somebody taught me that fear is going to keep me safe. So I'm hanging on to that. And your life can't flow to you because you've got all this debris. Let go of that. And when you say, should I pick up somebody else's nonsense that they're discussing, that's like picking up their fear, doubt, and resistance. Let it go. It's not yours to have.
That's very helpful, very sage, very profound, and very true. And you're not the only person that I've heard say things like that in that way. And it has your good Deborah spin on it, which is fine by me. Okay.
I think that's one of the things that's important. You know, I have tried to remind myself and to remind people, the things that I learned, they are not Deborah Bringelson speaking. They are Source speaking. And Source speaks to all of us. So yes, it will come through me a lot of times with my take on it, but we're all saying the same thing. We're all saying universal love. We're all saying that we don't need to pick up all of the drama and the trauma in the world, because it does not make your life better. It makes your life worse.
So yesterday, in addition to working on your materials, I had a session with a gifted energy healer. And I found her by calling her husband up one day and said, look, I need a fractional CFO for this fund that I'm starting. It's not my kind of groove, but talk to my wife. She's psychic. I went, well, wait, that's her. And we met some years ago, right? She's working on me. And my dad was one of my main, quote, teachers, unquote, when I was a kid. World War II vet, saw action, still had his PTS, and very violently abusive. And I thought I had reconciled most of that years ago, okay? And I still love him. There's a lot of good that he did for me. But I'm in the consultation with her. She goes, well, have a look at when he was a kid. I went, oh, fuck, I never thought of that. Wait, what? I can immediately see him when he's 7. He's cringing. He's hurt. He's sad. He's not getting love. He's getting the shit beat out of him. That changed everything for me. Oh, wait, you can only give what you've seen yourself. So that totally changed my approach to him. Then I was thinking this morning when I'm swimming, oh, I can go back generations and do that same thing and forgive them for creating that chain of events. But the event stops with me. That's it. So some of my former tendencies to pick things up and take them on came from living in a violently chaotic family sometimes. And in order to survive, you had to feel like you could feel what's coming.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there's a new thing that I just found out from a gifted friend last year called mirror neurons, new to me. She said, you got mirror neurons. What's that? I think we all have them. Some of us are wired to understand them better, but I know what people are feeling and thinking before they even show up. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what to do with that sometimes. And so this is my learning about, well, when do I talk about it? When do I not? And how do I use it to my benefit and everybody else's instead of just hurting me, instead of being fearful? And I know quite a few people who used it for fear who are hired by the government, okay? They're gifted viewers. They're good people, but they're all retired now for the most part. So your learning in progress is, what's a good description? Calmly and quietly powerful, because it's subtle at first. And when you first hear what you're thinking, what you're saying, you go, wait, what? How's that possible? But the reason I'm embracing it is because of my own experiences, and I hope other people will too, because 99% of what's happening now in the U.S. and politics and Europe and all that is just kabuki theater. It's crazy theater.
There's tremendous value in keeping people immersed in fear. The government is exceptional at it. Schools are, religions are. Because when people are in fear, they're easier to control. And what I'm saying is there's nothing to fear, there's nothing to control, and when you let go of control, you actually have a lot more control to create the life that you want. You deserve, and I'm speaking to everyone who might ever hear me, you deserve everything you want merely because you exist. You don't deserve it because you've done something or you've behaved in a way that someone has said is good or you strive for something. You deserve it because you exist. And when we all understand that and live it, not just think it in our heads, but live it in our lives, then we're in ultimate control. That's ultimate freedom. When you know you deserve because you exist, and no one can tell you what to think, what to do, or who to be.
Now, you've got your materials, which are quite, quite good about this. You've probably got lots more than ones I've seen, 21D Reset. If you could steer people toward a simple one exercise to let them experience for themselves that they deserve what they deserve without trying to earn it, is there something you could suggest about that?
Well, the two come to mind. My gut's going to take me to this one, if you're willing to play along. Okay. Right now, can you... Not in your head. I want you to feel into your solar plexus and tell me what you feel there.
Tremendous excitement mixed with a little bit of fear, joy, fond expectation.
Okay. All right. Do you feel a tightness in your solar plexus?
Of course.
So I would identify that as fear. How about you?
You're probably right. Part of what I thought made me good at this show is being on top of things. And not telling people what to do, but helping guide them, right? But you're very different. And I don't have to guide you anywhere. You already know where to go.
Hi, I'm Mike Austin. This is Casual Sense. I'll be right back with Deborah Bringelson. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
This is Casual Sense. I'm Mike Austin. Now back to Deborah Bringelson. Thank you.
So what's your next question?
So can you tell me, and everybody who's listening, play along with this and see if you can feel fear that you've got in your body. So that fear, can you tell me a little bit about it?
Of course.
Okay, tell me about
And this is one of the reasons why I think you and I needed to meet up, because when I feel things, over time I had suppressed where the feeling came from, and when I feel things, I automatically get an image or a situation, and they're fast. It's like watching
By the way, anybody who knows Deborah will interrupt you if you get into a story. So what I want you to tell me is about that feeling. Don't tell me a story about it. Tell me about the feeling.
Fear of my family. Fear of my father.
Okay.
For much of my life, he was bigger than I was until I got to be about 13 or 14.
Okay. And what do you fear about that? What's under that for you?
Him hitting me. Him verbally abusing me.
Okay. Okay. And when he hits you and he verbally abuses you, what does that make you feel about yourself?
Like I don't deserve to exist.
Right. Okay. Okay. So I want you to close your eyes and take a nice breath. Everyone who's listening can play along. And I want you to call in the energy and frequency of love. Call it into your body. And if you don't know how to do that, that's okay. Remember a time when you felt really loved, or when you were looking into the eyes of your beloved, and feel the feelings that you felt then. Just feel that love flowing into your body. There you go. There you go. Feel it flowing into your solar plexus. Feel it flowing into your heart. Now see if it has a color. The color that's personal to you, that makes you feel loved. Make that color bright and sparkly, and just feel that love. And I want you to say to yourself, you don't need to say it out loud, but say to yourself, I profoundly and deeply love myself. And see that energy of love just getting brighter and stronger, and it sparkles. And if it's a color, the color gets brighter. And feel it expanding out into the rest of your body, up into your throat. I profoundly and deeply love myself. That's it. That's it. Now down throughout the core of your body, into your hips, down your legs, to your toes. I profoundly and deeply love myself. As that energy gets stronger and brighter, it sparkles. And it spreads out through your arms, to your fingertips, up into your head, out the top of your head, and it surrounds your entire body. It fills your organs with the health of love. It fills every cell in your body. You have trillions of cells in your body. They're all filled with love. And we should feel it throughout your entire body. Surrounding your entire body. And now I want you to say to yourself, and you can say it out loud, I profoundly and deeply love myself, and I deserve it.
I profoundly and deeply love myself, and I deserve it.
Say it again and feel it deeper.
I profoundly and deeply love myself and deserve it.
One more time with every bit of feeling you can muster.
I profoundly and deeply love myself and deserve it.
And you do deserve it. You deserve love. You deserve love. And when you're ready, come back into the room.
Okay. That, of course, was very profound. And that was not staged, people. That was not scripted. And as I was saying it, I'm thinking of all the people who are performers, celebrities, and wondering what their version of that is without going to names, because names don't matter in this case.
So that's a little exercise that anyone can do to shift you into a higher frequency in the moment. When you're having memories that you don't want to have, when you're having feelings that have taken over your body, or the thoughts that are looping in your head, just go through that little experience.
So you had said in your materials, a lot of times it helps when you have a feeling to do the opposite of that feeling, right?
Yes, yes. Part of my formula is to ask when you're having a feeling that you don't want, when you have that fear in your gut or your heart or somewhere else in your body, and you say, what's under that? So I led you through a little bit of what's under that. Tell me a little bit more about it. What I wanted to get you closer to the root of what that was, because it started about your father's behavior, and I wanted you to get to the root of what was going on with you. So it was a quick experience, but that's how it goes. And then I wanted to take you to the opposite of that. So what's under that is the first question. And the second question is, what's the opposite of that? And you get into the energy and frequency of that.
Okay, I have one last question. There's a lot to pack in here, but how do you define consciousness?
Expansiveness. It's just always expanding. It's just pure expansion.
And I like that.
Always becoming more.
And would you say it's always existed?
Absolutely, yeah. I would say that consciousness has always existed. Well, you didn't ask me what it was. You asked me what I believed, and I told you what I believed.
Ooh.
And we all have slices of truth.
Yes.
So my slice of truth may be true in my reality, but it may not be true in your reality, because we all live in our own realities. And I truly do believe that. And what I've tried to teach my daughter this.
This is Casual Saints. We will be right back. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Courage is just a single step away.
someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
This is Mike. Now my rap with Deborah. Thank you.
Is to say, you can be standing on the exact same street corner in New York City as someone else. And you can look around and you can see beauty and wealth and nice cars and beautiful architecture. And that other person can be standing on the exact same street corner at the exact same moment. And you cannot see each other because you are not in the same realm. And that person sees broken bottles and rundown cars and poverty. So that person's truth is different than your truth. And you have the choice to live your truth. And you can create that truth as you want it to be. So when I say, yes, I believe that, that is my truth. It does not necessarily mean it's your truth. And it doesn't mean that your truth is a lie or my truth is a lie. It means that we're living in different areas of that consciousness.
This is Deborah Bringelson. Spell it for me.
D-E-B-E-R-A-H.
Thank you.
Bringelson, B-R-I-N-G-E-L-S-O-N.
What's your website?
DeborahBringelson.com.
Easy. And thank you for conveying your massively kind, compassionate knowledge to our listeners.
Thank you.
This is Casual Saints. I'm Mike Austin. This is a wrap.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.